Welcome to the first of our sessions for processing trauma and grief. In this session today, we will be easing into the kind of space that we will be using for all four sessions. So let's begin with a meditation. I'd like for you, please, to close your eyes. And let your breathing be easy and relaxed, but full. And notice what is happening in your body. Scan your body, and just be aware of what is going on. Decide that everything that is happening in your body, if there's a little tension here or a little discomfort there from something that's been going on in your life or your day, decide it's okay. Realize that everything is temporary. Now I want you to decide that during our time together today, in this session, that you are willing to let go of tension and stress that may have come up lately, or even old things that have been buried. Of course, we're talking about trauma and grief, ultimately. Decide that you are willing to let go of energies that don't work for you. Also decide that during our time together in this session, that you are willing to let go of the energies of other people that you may have picked up along the way, recently or in the distant past. Thank you, and now I want you to send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth, and on your inhales, breathe the energy of the earth up into your body. Fully, on every inhale, until further notice. Please thank the earth for always being available to you to ground in this way. And I want you to decide that in this moment, listening to this, the beginning of this channeled meditation that will include energy work, that everything is fine and you are safe. And as we get started here, we're going to ask you to make a number of decisions silently in your mind. The first one was that you are safe. The second one is that you are willing to rewrite the reasons that your brain has assigned to painful experiences. Next, I want you to decide that you are willing to allow alternate perspectives on your history and your experiences to come in. Next, I want you to decide that you are open to the support of your guidance team, even if you may not know exactly who they are or what they do. State that you are open and decide that you're willing to relax enough to receive your guidance team's support. To do what we are here to do together, your team is important to include and welcome. But spirit guides and guidance teams in general cannot help you if you are not open. So we ask you to be open, to welcome them in, to let them know that you are willing to receive help, support, insight, wisdom, and guidance. And the next decision that we'd ask you to make is to allow the vibration, the sound of the channel's voice, to positively affect you. We did not yet introduce ourselves, but this is a blending of Metatron and Jehudi energies through the channel's voice and his body. He's carrying certain frequencies that are in part expressed through the vibration of his voice. And in a few moments, he will ask you if you are willing to align with this vibration fully. The first step is to be willing to be affected by the sound of his voice. The next step will be, if we have permission, the three of us, to step into your space, to work within your energy field and your body to do what we're here to do. But we always ask permission. The first step is the voice. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, deciding that you are safe, and thanking the earth for being available. Thank your guidance team in advance for all they're going to do today, and all they do for you in general. Now, at this point, if you would like to receive the energy work, which is why you're here, of course, please in your mind silently say, "Yes, please, I am open to receiving the energy work today." If you are in any way uncomfortable, you can catch up later in while we're doing this by saying, "Later, yes, please, I'm willing to open to this." During this process, you may feel somebody in the room with you. You may feel somebody next to your part of your body or touching your skin. You may even feel energy moving within your physical body. You may feel a little heat or a little coolness in some part of your body. You may have the beginnings of a little headache, a little digestive noise, a little muscle twitch, perhaps a little bit of chills. Different kinds of things manifesting on your body would indicate that energy is moving. If at any time you are uncomfortable in your mind, say, "Thank you, it's time for me to disconnect for now," and you can do so. You will have this recording later. You can come back at will. You are not hurting anybody's feelings of the three of us if you choose to disconnect. For those of you who have said yes, please, we're going to start connecting all of us together. Decide once again, please, that you are safe in this moment. Decide that everything is fine. And decide that you are willing to allow deep tension and deep pain to resolve and unwind. You are willing to allow these things to unwind. Note physical and energetic issues as the kinds we have just described if they occur during this hour, and be in touch with the channel via email or phone during the week if you have questions about that. But don't be surprised if something physical or energetic is very noticeable when you do this work. I want you to decide that you are safe enough to relax. I want you to realize how important it is to have the support of your guidance team and the channel's guidance team, the two of us, Metatron and Jehudi. Realize how important it is to have the help of these unseen friends, who can remind you of who you are beyond your biography, who can support you in advancing what you want your life to be like, regardless of what has occurred in the past that may have generated trauma and or grief. When trauma and grief take over, it is very easy to go into the linear logical mind and stay there. To get caught up in the fear, the protective strategies of the linear logical mind, and to have such pain or anger, or something else that fits in those categories, that we don't want to be in our bodies. So I want you to decide right now that you are willing to be in your body and to intentionally process whatever you find there. I want you to realize that on different levels, you cannot live your life without your body. Of course, this is a very obvious thing regarding living a physical life as a human. But as we want you to step into your divine power as a human, as a soul living a human life, you need to be in your body. You need to be in your heart, in touch with your physicality as well as your emotions, as well as your thoughts. Working with all of those can help you monitor your energy field and be a conscious operator of your divine self. This is our goal for you. As we work with these four sessions, the very first step here, now that we are connected, and having begun this meditation process, is for you to decide to be willing to be fully in your body and intentionally process whatever you find there. So decide once again that you're willing. You're willing to feel. You're willing to be aware of your body. And thank your body for always telling you how the rest of your life is going. Your body always manifests what's happening. I want you to scan your body once again now that we're in this different space together. Scan from head to toe. Be aware of the different parts of your body and what you feel. And when you finish with that, scan again from toe to head. And now is when we begin the energy work portion of our time together today. We've asked you to relax into being connected with us. We have asked for your permission to step into your space, and now we are going to. I want you to decide to make peace with what is going on in your body now and always. And I want you to decide that you are willing to listen to your body as an ally, as a friend, that is reflecting to you how your choices and attitudes are working out. Now, as you breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body, focus on breathing it into the root chakra, the first chakra, which is located around the anus, about if you are sitting where you are sitting, that connection point in your physical body. Focus the energy there, thanking the earth for always being available, deciding that in this moment you are safe and everything's fine. And deciding that you are willing to rewrite the history of what has happened to you, what painful things may have occurred for you. As you breathe in this energy to your root chakra, welcoming the energy of the earth to come into your body, I want you to decide that you are stronger than pain that may come up for you during this process. And I want you to decide that you are stronger than fear that you may carry. These energies are, of course, related directly to the process we've had the channel use to program the Onyx piece that you have. I want you to decide that you are willing to remember what has happened, and that you are stronger than the fear and pain that may come with the memory of what has happened that's painful, the loss of a person, the traumatic event, or events. We often ask people to rephrase and repeat things, so bear with us. If you think, wait, they just asked me to do that, yes, we did. So, slightly different wording. Decide that you are not afraid to remember what has happened, and that you are stronger than the pain and fear that come with the memory. We're asking you, we have invited you and you have complied, you have accepted the invitation by choosing to be part of these sessions. We're asking you to do something that many humans do not do, which is intentionally confront what is painful and what makes us afraid with absolutely no framing of it that includes you being a victim. We are just asking you to, whatever has occurred, draw a line in the sand, get present, get grounded, get in your body, decide to trust your body, listen to your guides, accept your guides, help, and decide to process what has occurred. Perhaps at this stage, in the first session, the most important ingredient here is that you've opted to be here. This is important. You've exchanged energy with this channel, who has lived this process for over a month to prepare to do this with you. But your willingness to feel, your willingness to remember, to be in your body and listen to your body, and not let what your body manifests make you afraid. So once again, scan your body and decide that you are willing to feel what you feel, that you're willing to feel and process what you carry. I also want you to decide to be kind and gentle with yourself when emotions and memories and thoughts and judgments come up. Make a commitment to yourself to be kind and generous toward yourself when dealing with these issues about trauma and grief. There is nothing wrong with you that you have experienced deeply painful scenarios. You have not been punished. You do not deserve pain. You didn't do anything wrong. There is nothing wrong with you if you have been stuck in pain and fear because of these scenarios. You have not done anything wrong if you have felt stuck in these energies and fears and pains. Every single human is a multi-life work in process, work in progress, including you. Your soul's intention for your life is not centered on some idealistic vision of being pain-free and happy and joyful. A constant idyllic picnic is not what your soul intends for you. It does also not intend terrible things, but it knows that you cannot learn about human life. It cannot learn through your choices and experiences about human life without being open to all possible scenarios. If you are somebody who has felt stuck in one of these sadnesses or fears, pains or resentments, angers, bitternesses, anything like this, again, there's nothing wrong with you. But you have perhaps not yet understood how to file these normal human experiences, so the record has skipped. You keep jumping back to loss or trauma. I want you to decide. There is nothing wrong with you. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Welcome the energy of the earth. Thanking the earth for always being available. Thanking your guidance team for supporting you in this process. Thanking us, Jehudi Metatron and Tom the Channel. Realize that you are not alone. Decide that you have support. Here we are. This opportunity presented itself. You said yes. Now, I want you to decide that anything, any bits of energy at this point in the process, any bits of emotion or energy, attitudes, ideas, the energies of other people perhaps, including their emotions, their fears, their unhappiness, anything you've picked up recently or anything that doesn't match the vibration that is coming through the channel's voice, that does not match the empowered, loving frequency that you are now connected with, anything that doesn't match this frequency, decide that you cannot possibly use it to tell you who you are. Decide to gather it up in the center of your energy field and your body, swirl it all together, and then push it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. We're going to assist with that. We'll do several rounds of that before we're finished with this first session. We want you to become accustomed to this, aligning with this kind of vibration. Some kind of channel vibration. The channel offers a variety for different options, different healing processes, and different calibration opportunities, different ways to align with these energies that we work through him, that we offer. To align with these energies and then to decide that anything that doesn't match these frequencies, anything that is lower, anything that is fear-inducing, anything that is self-judgment-enforcing, yeah, can't match it? All right, that's it. Get out. Thanks for playing. One more time, decide that all energies that cannot match the vibrations that you are now connected to cannot stay. Send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Now, decide once again that you are willing to be gentle with yourself during this healing process for this next month and beyond. Once again, I want you to decide that, regardless of what you have experienced and what you have felt, or what you have carried, or what has caused you fear, what has caused you to distrust others or distrust yourself, I want you to decide that there is nothing wrong with you. I want you to acknowledge that every human is shaped by very real experiences that cause emotional reactions. And that sometimes we get stuck in these because we don't know what else to do. We don't know how to understand or file or release them. I want you to decide that whatever it is that you have experienced that has caused pain in the form of grief or trauma, I want you to decide that it's part of the human experience. And that you are, in fact, like everybody else, and there's nothing wrong with you. Now, for a handful of breaths, we will guide you through it. Bring that energy of the earth that you're breathing in through the cords from your root chakra in the bottoms of your feet. Do not stop at the root chakra, but travel all the way up to the fourth chakra, the heart center of your chest. Breathe that energy all the way up there and then all the way up to your crown. Include your whole body here. Flush or wash your whole body. Fill your whole body with this energy from the earth, this calming, supportive energy that interrupts the processes of the tyranny of the fear-based, linear, logical mind. Let this energy reach all parts of your body. I want you to make a commitment to yourself to become intimate with this energy. Become intimately familiar with this frequency. To draw on this energy daily. It is a very important tool when we are becoming more willing to be in our bodies. And now I want you to, as you inhale this energy, bring it up to your fourth chakra and gently on your exhales, relax open this fourth chakra. This will be all these different changes and change-ups we will use frequently during our four sessions together in these calls. But on your exhales, gently relax open that fourth chakra. Notice where there may be tension in your upper body or your neck or your back, your shoulders, your arms, your middle back, your legs, your hips. Notice if there's tension, because as we ask you to intentionally relax open your fourth chakra, we are asking you to intentionally relax. Decide that tension can go, that you don't need to hold tension to tell you who you are, and you don't need protection right now. You are safe. Continue doing this until further notice. On every exhale, gently relaxing open the fourth chakra, I want you to decide once again that there is nothing wrong with you. I want you to decide that over the course of this month together, these four calls and beyond, that you are willing to release fear, tension, anxiety. I want you to decide that you are willing to release the perception that you need to control your environment or yourself or others. I also want you to decide now, while we're in this fourth chakra, gently relaxing open on every exhale, that you are willing to forgive everyone involved, including yourself and others. Don't leave anyone out, who have been involved with the painful scenarios that have driven you to come to these sessions with us. That you are willing to, in time, forgive everyone involved. Establishing willingness is critical. It also alerts parts of you that carry certain frequencies and certain blocks to being open. Kinds of sends them a memo, so to speak, that things are changing. I'm willing to change this. I'm willing to relax. I'm willing to forgive everyone for everything across time. I want you to realize that whatever it is that ails a person, whatever hurts, opening the fourth chakra begins to heal it. Through this channel or through other, from other metaphysical or New Age sources, you may find reference to your divine power. We speak about it all the time. It is to put yourself in charge of being the source of love for yourself, and this is the tool, opening the heart, forgiving. Now, you must be aware of what is in your body to do this. You must be willing to feel and process through painful situations. But over the 4 weeks together, we want to expose you to some of these tools and ideas. Because if you carry any sense that you are a victim, that something has happened to you, you are ready to leave that behind. So I want you to decide now, as you breathe in the energy of the earth fully into your body, and then gently exhale through your heart, gently creating a field of energy from this fourth chakra, deciding to relax. I want you to decide that you are willing to become the source of love for yourself as you go. I want you to decide that you are willing to leave behind and shed and transform and destroy with love any notion that you have been victimized by anything ever. Now, please go back to drawing the energy of the earth directly into the root chakra, inhaling it there and leaving it there, letting it fill up your body from the root, letting it radiate out from the root as you fill the root on every inhale. And I want you to decide that you are not a victim. And I want you to realize that victimhood is a part of the stages of a human evolution that lead us to deciding that we have actually co-created our lives and that we are in charge of becoming the source of love for ourselves. Experiencing loss that leads to grief or trauma in any form is not a punishment. It is not indicative that we did something wrong or that we don't deserve support, love, and safety. It means that we have experienced and cannot perhaps let go fully yet of intense human experiences that are in fact normal. I want you to decide once again that in this moment, together with us in this session, with your guides, with us, that everything is fine and that you are safe. I want you to decide once again that you are willing to remember what has been painful, what has been traumatic. I want you to decide that you are willing to feel what has been stored in your body so that you can move through it. I want you to decide to welcome with compassion all parts of you who need to express something and realize they express through feeling and emotion. After we are complete with this session, you may find yourself, well, different possibilities that are all indicative of the same thing, extremely tired and needing to pass out immediately. If you're not already asleep, or agitated, on edge, anxious, not willing to sleep, crying, weepy, sensitive, tender, feeling perhaps very fiery in a positive way, or feeling angry, feeling stressed in a negative way. I want you to realize that any such reactions or results indicate parts of you speaking through feeling states. We are activating energetic pathways within you as we speak and do this work. And parts of you are being brought to the table. I want you to have compassion for all these parts. Be committed to having compassion. Realize that they communicate through feelings that may seem to sweep you away. You may say, I feel carried away by this feeling, whatever it is. In those moments, I want you to decide, if that happens, that you're willing to see, you're willing to feel, you're willing to remember, and that you're stronger than pain and fear. And that you are willing to be compassionate with yourself no matter what it is that you feel. Sending cords into the earth and breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body is a fantastic route to doing that, because we want you to feel what comes up and yet not be swept away. Realize that the way through pain and fear is not to try to control them, but is to get so grounded that your energetic container can handle them if you know you're stronger than them. And to work through them intentionally, to hear what parts of you speak through feeling, and to acknowledge them with compassion. Because some of them will say, I experienced this pain, I brought it on myself. I did this wrong, I did that wrong. I always did everything wrong, and I was punished. So make a commitment now to yourself to be compassionate with these parts and to evaluate what they seem to believe. What they say tells you what they believe is happening. I didn't deserve that. This is a belief. I always deserve that kind of stuff. That's a belief. Your mind's job is to try to figure out why you've experienced pain and then attempt to control your behavior through fear so you don't experience it again. If you are doing it right, if you are open, then you will encounter these machinations or strategies of mind. And so I want you to listen to what those parts of you say they fear, what they believe has happened, and why they believe you have experienced this. In those moments, send cords into the earth, breathe the energy of the earth up, open your heart, forgive yourself across time for everything, forgive everybody else, and remember that everything that you have experienced is part of the possibilities of human experience that your soul has opted to experience, and that there's nothing wrong with you. Decide once again that no matter what you've experienced, no matter what parts of you perceive you have done wrong in order to deserve those experiences, decide that there's nothing wrong with you. Decide again to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what they are thinking or what you are thinking, feeling, or motivated to do. And these feelings must come to the surface. They must. But know that you are stronger in the power to generate a loving, compassionate response to fear and pain than parts of you believe. Parts of you will feel derailed when pain comes up. Your job is to decide you are stronger than pain, because you have the power, the divine power, within your intentional activity, within your daily life. You can choose to generate energy from the fourth chakra to bring peace to parts of you that have experienced and still experience pain. You have this power. Decide you are no longer willing to judge or shame any feelings that you have or may have. Begin breathing the energy of the earth up to your fourth chakra once again. Relax open the fourth chakra on every exhale. Notice where there may be tension in your body. Decide that it's fine, but that you are willing now or soon to let it go. When you become practiced at opening the fourth chakra in this way, as we teach you to do, but also as the channel has recorded this 13-minute MP3 meditation available on his website, when you become practiced at this, you change intentionally the sting, the weight, the fear of a moment by generating fourth chakra energy. So your job is to work in this practice to your daily life without excuses or let without letting your mind forget, because it does not want. Its process is interrupted by your heart. Your brain always fears what your heart may do or what's happening in it. Now, I want you to decide that you are willing to relax even further. I want you to decide that everything is fine and that you are safe. And I want you to decide that you are supported by your team, by us. And I want you to decide that with the power of opening your heart intentionally, you are stronger than pain and fear that may come up or that you may experience. Relax open this fourth chakra just a little more, allowing this soothing energy that you are generating to kind of reach around you, to envelop you in a gentle way. This is your divine power. It heals all. It soothes all wounds. It erases victim consciousness. Because here is your power. Two, no matter what is happening, generate love, compassion, forgiveness, acceptance. This is your power. As you do this, we're going to begin for the first time in our session today, but we will employ this quite often in other sessions. We're going to begin spinning the lower three chakras in order, beginning with the first. You're welcome to imagine that with us as we narrate. We're beginning to spin gently the first chakra. So we're asking you to continue breathing out through your heart center, in from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra on every inhale. Continue on every exhale, breathing out through the heart, but we're going to ask you to make some decisions silently in your mind as you do this. As we activate all of these things together, I want you to decide that you are safe and supported. I want you to decide that you are willing to rewrite the history of anything disempowering from your younger life. I want you to decide that you are willing to step away from how you were defined in your family of origin and/or the people who raised you, that you're willing to step away from the self-definition derived from that context in order to embrace your divine power as a loving being. Now we're saying stepping away from the identification, that identity. You may still be connected if you choose to be, but we want you to decide that you are more than the people and places you come from. Now decide that any debris related to these issues that doesn't match the empowered frequency we are imparting and sharing with you, that you are connected to, decide these bits of debris and everything that doesn't match this vibration can go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Now we're going to add the second chakra, which is above it, spinning to it. This is about interpersonal relationships of all kinds. This is about creativity and sexuality. This is about money, how you earn it, how you value yourself in context with others, what others have told you about yourself, what you have told others about them. and how your self-definition may be informed by what others have told you or how they have treated you or how your relationships have gone. So now we add this spinning second chakra on top of the first. I want you to decide that you are willing to listen to others, but you are willing to do what you need to do. I want you to decide that you are going to own your power to say yes and no within relationship. I want you to decide that you are willing to respond to others when appropriate. I want you to decide that you are willing to reach out to others when appropriate. And I want you to decide that you are willing to give and take, give and receive, and share with others, while being discerning about who these other people are. And finally, with the second chakra, spinning on top of the first, decide that you are willing to say yes, please, when something is wonderful and works for you. And decide that you are willing to say no, thank you. Seriously, that you are willing to say no, thank you. Not just kind of say, yeah, I'm willing to do that, but that you are going to do it when you need to. When it works, when something doesn't work for you, when it's appropriate. And now decide that all debris related to this in the second chakra and the first can go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. Decide you cannot possibly use the fears that you have about how others think of you to tell you who you are. Cannot possibly use others' criticisms, even if well meant, to tell you who you are. But also decide that you cannot possibly use their approval of you to tell you who you are. Realize you are an ongoing work in process and you need other people. But you cannot define yourself in terms of those dynamics. And now we move into the third chakra, above that, spinning all three now together. Decide, I alone define who I am. And I want you to decide that all of my choices lead to self-care. I want you to decide I am willing to listen to my gut. I am willing to listen to instinct. I am willing to listen to my body. Because it is always telling me how the rest of my life is going. And I want you to decide all my choices lead to self-respect. Any debris related to these things, decide they cannot stay. Send them down through the cores into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Now go back to breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body and take it to this root chakra again. Let it fill. Let this root chakra pulsate with the energy of the earth. Let it be full. This energy will radiate out. Keep filling this root chakra on every inhale. I want you to decide once again that you are safe and that in this moment everything is fine. Once again, I want you to thank your guidance team for supporting you today and going forward. Let them know you're open to their input going forward. You're willing to learn also how they communicate with you. Now we spin the root chakra again. Imagine that spinning. Decide once again that you are willing to feel all that you may feel. Decide you are willing to witness what parts of you speak through emotion and thought and attitude and belief. And decide you are willing to get, remain, and return to a state of grounded. Decide once again that no matter what you've experienced, no matter where you may have felt stuck, that there is nothing wrong with you. You may feel the vibration beginning to shift a little as we begin the winding down process for this session today. Let's do another round of you deciding that all debris, all energies from other people, all old ideas of who you were supposed to be or who you have been, old models of what your life should look like. Decide that you are willing to get rid of this debris and these energetic bits and send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Now, put your focus on breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body with the intention of washing out any debris that's still there. Thank the earth for helping you cleanse and ground. And decide that you are no longer willing to live disconnected from the earth, your body, your emotions, or the wisdom of your soul, higher self, and guides. Decide that you are no longer willing to live through disconnection from who you really are. Commit once again to being gentle with yourself no matter what you feel and no matter what comes up. Be compassionate with yourself. Decide now to withhold judgment of motivations, thoughts, beliefs, and things you think you should do in response to memories or feelings or ideas about why those things have occurred. We want you this week to hold space for everything, to witness what it is that wants to come up, given your interaction with this vibration during this session. And always know that you are stronger than pain and fear, because you have the ability to generate forth chakra energy, which is love, at all times. Anything that the channel may have inadvertently loaned to you during this time together, he calls back to himself. Anything he may have inadvertently borrowed or picked up from you, gives back to you. We want you to echo that regarding the channel specifically from your own perspective, and realize that you can always call on Metatron and Jehudi, and that you have this recording as a bookmark to this frequency. Thank you for your willingness to participate in this process, and we will speak to you again in 1 week. Goodbye.